JoJo in the Morning's Dirty on the 30.
Shannon, busy weekend. What you got in this hour's dirty?
Well, let's start with this real quick. Leonardo DiCaprio was spotted shirtless on a yacht. Very him. With a 22-year-old model. Also very him. Named Megan Roche in Ibiza. Very him. Over the weekend. That's all. That's all.
That's all you got for a story.
That's the story.
Breaking news.
48, 22. On a yacht in Ibiza, no shirt on.
Did he kind of look like he was on drugs, too? Just to top it all off?
No, he didn't.
Cigarette tucked behind his ear.
Hey, let that man cook. It's amazing, by the way. It's just amazing. He just goes from one 20-year-old to another 20-year-old.
Yeah. 22.
I just want to be so rich that I live vacation every single day like he does.
Yeah.
And it's wild because I think that he's obviously got great movies, you know what I mean, that he's done. Mm-hmm. But I still don't think that he's like the greatest of actors. Do you guys think he's the greatest?
I agree. I think he's really? Okay. I think he has a really good agent that gets him into really good movies.
I mean, it's amazing, though, that, you know, women's, you know, he's a good-looking man, you know? He's definitely better looking at his age than I would be, you know, or that I was, but I don't know.
Am I crazy for thinking he's not that attractive anymore?
Oh, I agree with you there.
I think he was hot when he was in the 90s. Like, him in Romeo and Juliet, like, I had many a dreams, but today?
Yeah. Not as good.
One more time, Megan.
And how is he still doing this and nobody's like, hey, this is weird, Leo. Like, this is uncomfortable. Stop dating super young women.
I don't know, because, look at guys like Al Pacino and Robert De Niro. Yeah. They're impregnating women when they're in their 80s.
Yeah, Elliot Page used to go by Ellen Page, claimed in his upcoming memoir that he had a relationship with House of Cards actress Kate Mara while she was dating Handmaid's Tale star Max Minghella. Elliot writes in his memoir, "The first person I fell for after my heart was broken was Kate Mara. She had a boyfriend at the time." Elliot, again, then Ellen, and Kate linked up while filming the 2014 movie X-Men Days of Future Past. And Elliot says Kate's boyfriend, Max, was very supportive of the two exploring their feelings for each other. Elliot explains that their romance occurred right after he came out, right around Valentine's Day in 2014. And Elliot says he and Kate are still very close, and also said in his book that she comes out to support him at all sorts of events. She's actually going to be appearing at a promotional event in LA with him this month, which is really cool. Sydney Sweeney opening up about the first time her family watched Euphoria. And said a few of her family members didn't get very far. She said her mom knew what her role was on the show, obviously very racy, but her dad did not, and she never really knew how to have that conversation with him.
So he decided he was going to watch it without telling me with his parents.
So your grandparents and your father pull up with some popcorn.
Yep.
Let's watch Sid and Euphoria.
Yep.
What happened next?
My dad and my grandpa turned it off and walked out, but my grandma's she's a big supporter of mine.
Grandma kept watching, grandpa walked out. In solidarity with the striking Writers Guild of America, Snoop Dogg is moving all of his Hollywood Bowl shows from June to October. Those shows are going to be with Dr. Dre, by the way.
Hollywood Bowl, June 26th, 27th, we got to move that date. Me and Dr. Dre, we stand in solidarity with the writers. So what we're going to do, we're going to push it back to October 20th and October 21st. So make sure y'all get y'all tickets and stay on point and stay on deck.
They better have it negotiated by that point.
Right.
Otherwise, they might have moved it again.
And lastly, Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse debuted this weekend to a stellar $120.5 million, more than triple the opening of Into the Spider-Verse back in 2018.
In every other universe, Gwen Stacy falls for Spider-Man. And in every other universe, it doesn't end well.
Second best opening of the year behind the Super Mario Brothers movie, The Little Mermaid came in second, and that new release, The Boogeyman, followed in third.
People
major
are back.
Flop, by the way.
They're back in the theaters.
Yeah. And a lot of people are saying this is the best Spider-Man of all. So I'm really interested.
Out with this guy that you just heard, Kev, our new guy on the show, and somebody walked up to him, did not reference him from being from Mojo in the Morning because it's still so fresh and new, but said, "Hey, you're the Imagine Theater guy because you are on the turn off your phone thing," or what is it?
Yeah, it's, what is it? What is it called? You know, yeah, the turn off your phone thing.
And imagine.
We'll go with that.
Is that what it, you yeah. and
it's
Paul
it's called
Glenn.
The policy trailer, so we is tell it, you all the fun stuff.
So they're like, hey, you're the Imagine Theater guy. And I thought to myself, I'm going, oh, yes, I am. No, you're talking to him. Oh, yeah. I didn't know. Yeah. I was like,
oh, wait, you're the guy that tells you to turn off your phone?
Yeah. Yeah, that's
right. Well, Paul, we save that line for Paul. I say all the other cool things.
Yeah, because you keep your phone on when you're in the theater.
But I tell you
what,
Mike, if you go to Imagine Theaters, you can see it for yourself.
By the way, let me say this to you. If you catch Kev in the theater on his phone after he just did that thing, I want you to call us up, please.
For all of today's Dirty, check out the Dirty page on mojointhemorning.com.
Celebrity Dirt, directly from the source, is Mojo in the Morning's Dirty on the 30.